Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, a good night of Shabbos, everybody. Welcome back. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, we're going to start learning in one moment. Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We come together to get ready to transition the hustle and bustle, the chaos of the week, to the serenity, the peace, sanctity, the holiness of Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Here comes the siren, it's almost time for Shabbos. Bum bum bum. Siren time. Welcome back to Erev Shabbos. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors, our dear friends Mendy and Tzipora Fishman. As is Chus for Chayiv Kavas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lauren Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you for your generosity. Shabbos is Makor HaBracha. Who doesn't want and who doesn't need bracha? It's been a difficult week, a complicated week for Americans, a painful week for the world, an attack on democracy. But Shabbos is a time of unity. We've spoken about Parshas Vayakel. We have to join together, come together. Shabbos is a time of community and camaraderie. Shabbos is a time of unity. It's a time that we come together. It's Makor HaBracha. It is the source of blessing. Who doesn't want and who doesn't need blessing in life? So all week long, we are pursuing blessing. All week long, we are trying to achieve blessing. All week long, we're trying to bring blessing and work for blessing. But Shabbos, the blessing comes. And all you have to do is light the Shabbos candles and illuminate what's right under your nose and see the blessing. You woke up this morning, it's a blessing. You could put one foot in front of another, it's a blessing. A roof over your head, car to drive, food in your mouth, it's a blessing. So Shabbos, when we can shut down that noise and liberate ourselves and see what's right in front of us, ooh, Makor HaBracha, we can tap into what is the source of bracha, and the bracha is Shabbos. If you don't ever rest, if you don't ever stop, if you don't ever reflect, if you don't ever appreciate, then what's the point of it all? So as we say every week, we do not rest on Shabbos so that we have the energy to go work another week. We work the whole week in order to arrive at Shabbos. Shabbos is not the rest rejuvenation to get back to work. All that work is to get to Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. It's the source of bracha when we experience and focus and live. When we sing and laugh and learn, that is the Makor Bracha. That is the source of Bracha in our lives. This Shabbos is no ordinary Shabbos. We are beginning a very important part of the year, a part of the year called Shovavim. The word Shovavim comes from a Pasuk. The Navi tells us, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, return my children, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. And in fact, the Parsha, Shmos Bnei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim, the Rosh Tevos, the first letter of each of those words in the Pasuk, is an acronym for Shovim. So you see, it means to come back, to return, HaShovim. And the end of it spells Tehillim. So we have this notion, these weeks of Shovim are special, they're distinct, they're different. What's Shovim? Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim. It is an acronym. If you take the first letter of each of the parshios of the next 8 weeks, it spells the word Shovavim. Shubu banam Shovavim, return children who are returning. Hashem meets us halfway when we make the effort. So normally this time of year is thought about Shovavim as a period in which we work on our holiness, our sanctity. Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas HaYisod. It's a time in which we are practicing greater discipline and greater dignity in the area of what we look at, what we gaze at, what we think about. God forbid how we act out in the area of intimacy and interpersonal relationships, in the area of morality. It is a time that we reach and we strive even higher. In fact, Rav Kook writes in his writings that the institution of Shovavim, the idea that Torah Jews have a time of the year that is designated to think about and to reflect and to work hard on how to improve and enrich ourselves in the area and the boundaries of morality, In what we look at, the images, the icons we allow in our head, because what comes in through our eyes is what our head thinks and fantasizes about, is what leads to the actions that we do. So if Cook writes, the very fact that Jews have designated a time of the year to think about and work on these things is in itself something which is a light onto the nations. It will attract the admiration and the awe and the accolades from the nations of the world, who will see that a world in disarray, a world in which relationships are dissolving and in crisis, that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, that Torah informs and inspires us to reach higher and to strive harder and to elevate ourselves and to live beyond the here and now and beyond the physical impulse and compulsivity, that in itself is a model for the world. Such writes Rav Kook. So these weeks, beginning this Shabbos, Shmos ve'era bo b'shalach Yisra mishpatim, shovavim, some add on, tough, truma tetzava, two more weeks, they tack on to be working about these things. But here's the amazing part. That is, I don't want to say it's well known, it's fairly well known, the Arizal, the Helag Arizal, Rav Isaac Luria, the great Kabbalist, was the one who first saw this pasuk, shuvu banim shovavim, as an acronym for these weeks, and these weeks at a time to work on these things. But I want to share with you, my friend Rav Eliada Goldwicht, in his Smichas Chaver, shared with us, and we shared with our Smichas Chaver, a beautiful insight of the Tzemach Tzedek. The third Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Heilige Tzemach Tzedek, writes, but Yadua Mashakasu B'Svarim HaKadoshim, we know what's written in the Holy Svarim, that on these days of Parshia Shovavim, we work on Chatas Ne'urim, on the sins of our youth. It doesn't mean the sins that we did when we were young, it means the sins of the young. You have 70 years old, you have the vigor in this area of the young. So we're not talking about an age that you work on it, we're talking about a mindset and an energy level. It's a time we work on, it's what we think about. But listen to what he writes, the Heilige Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe. He writes, V'ikar ha'tshuva ha'yidei shmir Shabbos Kodesh v'ha'Torah HaKadosha. The core way to elevate ourselves in this period called Shovavim, the core way to recalibrate our compass and to drop that anchor and to remind ourselves what matters and to transform Shabbos into the Makor Bracha is Shovavim. We elevate when we are more conscientious and more thoughtful and more mindful and more observant of Shabbos. The Imre Noam also writes, quote, Ho'ikar b'imei ha'shovim l'daber atzmo b'kedushas ha'shabbos. Lishmar ha'shabbos ha'shabbatochim yeshov b'kedush nefla. In these weeks, we don't only work on and study the area of elevating ourselves when it comes to morality, but rather Shabbos. Shabbos is the key time. Hu'tikun l'chol yimei ha'shovim. The core time in which we are able to repair, the core time in which we're able to propel and we're able to elevate is Shabbos. Ba'ayim b'sefer Divrei Shmuel, the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, the great Slonimer, writes, "Bimei Shovavim yesh harbe tikunim, hatikun hagadol biyoser hu inyan Shabbos kodesh." The most important, the most significant, the highest tikkun that we can do is when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of repair. So in these weeks of Shovavim, Shmos Va'ira Bo B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, in these parshas that we're about to read, it's a time not only to be more careful with what we look at and what we think about, with what we watch and where we go and what we read and what we allow into our homes and into our minds, but it's a time that the core part of working on Shovavim is working on Shabbos, looking forward to Shabbos, and counting down to Shabbos, and anticipating Shabbos, and turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, to not be rushed, but to be ready, to not get angry or flustered, but to be calm and tranquil, to be able to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, and to turn Shabbos into Makor Bracha. Why is Shabbos the core time to work on ourselves? One might intuitively, instinctively say it should be exactly the opposite. All week long I'm working on myself. All week long a person is working out and dieting. A person's going to work to earn the income. All week long a person has to wake up early in the morning and kill themselves till late at night. Shabbos, I want to veg. I want to pass out. Shabbos, I want to eat. And then I want to crawl on all fours to my bed with a belly full of chalant. And I want to pass out with a copy of Mishpacha magazine. I heard there's a great article in it this week. Shabbos is when I want to just collapse. That's when I have to work. That's when I have to work. Shabbos, I want to rest. What am I working on myself on Shabbos? So the Svarim say, Sfasema says, we say in our Kiddush tonight that Shabbos corresponds with Zecheli Maisa Bereshis. We're commemorating that Hashem rested. But it's also Zecheli Tzitz Mitzrayim. It's the time that we liberate and emancipate ourselves. All week long, we are enslaved, we are addicted to our devices, to our technology, to our distractions, to our work, to noble and ignoble, holy and unholy activities and efforts. Shabbos commemorates, and these are the parshiyos that we're reading about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shovim, Shmos ve'ira bo b'shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. We're reading about the Exodus. We're reading about the liberation. We're reading about being emancipated and freed from Egypt. Shabbos comes, free yourself. Free yourself. Unplug, disconnect, and plug in and reconnect to what matters most. And when can we do it? Shabbos is the time that we can do it most. Shabbos is the time that we can remind ourselves of who we can be. Shabbos is the time that we have the clarity and the margin and the mindset. Our mind is not clogged with noise and with influence. And this was a week that was painful and difficult. And not to suggest that we forget it or gloss over it, we have to learn from it, but we put up on the shelf till Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, all the news will be there. All the news. It didn't take long for 2021 to stink. All the news will be there Motzei Shabbos. You'll find out the latest in Corona and the latest in politics and the latest in life. But Shabbos, 24 hours, disconnect from all that and reconnect to yourself. Because if you don't take care of you, there is nothing else. We are the most important asset that we have. And just like Shemitah, the field rests and lays fallow on Shemitah in the seventh year, so the field is then positioned for 6 days to produce, we need to rest and rejuvenate. We need to return to ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves because we are the greatest asset that we have. And only when we are well rested, and only when we are centered, and only when we are spiritually and emotionally balanced can we take on all that we do during the week. So we work all week in order to get to Shabbos. Shabbos is our reward. It's the Makor Bracha. And we rest on Shabbos in order to be strong and in order to be in a position to be able to kill it and conquer it the whole week long. It is the Makor Bracha. So it says the Heligas Vasemes, Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos, it's Zechel Amas Ebereshis. We're commemorating creation. God worked 6 days, He rested the seventh. We work, we conquer 6 days, and we rest, we are at peace in the seventh. But it's also Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It also commemorates that we were liberated from Egypt. And boy, don't we all have things we have to be liberated from? Who's not addicted? Some to social media and some to sports. Some to shopping and some to working. Some are even addicted to exercise. Some are addicted to substances. Some are addicted. Who doesn't have a struggle, an area they compulsively, impulsively turn to? Shabbos, we can liberate ourselves and recalibrate ourselves and get a glimpse into who we can be so that we can draw from it with our Neshama Yisera and we could take it into the whole week. Take the best of ourselves that we discovered that Shabbos and we can make the best of ourselves, not a once a week, not 1/7 of who we are, but continue to build on, expand on it so it remains part of who we are going forward on a regular basis. That is who we are. Shuvu banim shovim, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Anavi. Hashovim is the beginning of Eilu Shmos B'nai Yisrael. And these are the weeks. This is it. This is when we get ready and we work hard to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. So I want to wish you, my holy friends, a beautiful Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, a healthy Shabbos, a happy Shabbos. May we all strive to be able to tap into the Makor Bracha, the Shabbos, to be a source of blessing in our lives. And now, L'Kavod Shabbos. Go, Hanan, I see you. Birthday boy, birthday week. Shabbos, for those in Boca, the Shabbos is a lights out Shalashuddas. Shovim edition, lights out Shalashuddas. In the main shul, we will usher out Shabbos as the lights fade, sitting in the dark, singing from our hearts. Hanan, I hope to see you there. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. A holy and a happy and a healthy Shabbos, everybody. It's the siren, go get ready.